really stick at all. They just come down, coming down. Like,
it's wet and heavy. And
okay.
Slushy kind of. Yeah.
Was that picture you posted, Roger, a recent picture when you were standing in the snow, or was that something that you did from 3 years ago? Some kind of a fake quick picture?
We had snow last year.
Oh, okay. Well, it feels like you got snow now. I should have worn long pants. I'm sitting in here shivering, so we'll make this short. All right. We have an agenda passed around. Is there any additions or modifications, suggestions for the agenda? There's one on the corner over there. Several of them over there. Okay. Yeah. These guys don't have one. I think Bob over here.
No, it's good to me. I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
A second. Carry 50 seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Hi.
Okay, Clyde's here too.
All right. So.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Clyde.
All right. Public comments. You have opportunity to address the board.
Yeah.
Victoria.
I want to look at the agenda from last month's minutes. Three things. I don't see on the agenda, Roger reviewing the criteria for volunteering with the WSTA. Also, the $210 on phone charges, if, you know, that's ongoing. And two things, Rudy stated that the generator still needs general service and will be done soon. I thought that was just contracted and it was done. Get somebody on that. And regarding the preparedness day at the station, it says, quote, we should look at setting up food and drinks for the event, need someone to coordinate with to do food and drinks. And I thought that Bill Lawbridge had said that the WFPA would take care of that. It reads like Lauren was going to take care of that. So I find that to be put on the agenda, to be clarified or clarified or put on the agenda.
Okay. All right, as you know, Victoria will address these things at the end.
Right.
Okay, anybody else? The beginning? All right. Annual meeting's coming up. We have notices posted on the bulletin board. We've had emails go out. We've had... the Chronicle has gone out. There was some discussion about the Chronicle, and there was some error on somebody's copy that it said May 26th instead of May 25th. Do you know where that came from? Mine says May 25th, which is the correct date. And am I daydreaming? Am I daydreaming?
Not that I heard of.
Okay. Okay, I'm daydreaming that. Then. Okay. Everything else.
What was the date last year? Maybe they're getting their mail really late.
Oh, maybe. God, it could be. Could be. Okay. And then, so we're downhill toward the end. That's only 2 weeks away, right? It's going to be the fourth Saturday. Next week we'll have bingo. And so we're just reaching the end of the year. And we'll talk about the budget here in a little bit.
There is an error, Bill, on May 26th versus May 25th from the Chronicle.
Where is it?
On page 16, the calendar event.
Oh, okay.
So it's May 26th, 9 to 10 a.m.
Maybe you're
No.
So maybe it's one date in one area and one date in
and
another?
And then
yeah,
on page 1, it says May 25th, 9 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with first page. Yeah. We'll find out from Chris, though. The website does say...
No, I think, the website's right. And I knew that there was somebody that said... At the annual meeting, okay.
Yeah, there was a typo error on that. We communicated with Conrad. Unfortunately, it got missed and before it went to print. So that's why we sort of made extra efforts to communicate to the public what the correct dates are.
Okay. All right. Secretary's report. Slide.
The annual the minutes are sent out from the last meeting. As well as the recordings were put up, no other major updates at the current time.
Okay. They've been posted on the website?
Correct, yes.
Okay. We have a motion to accept the minutes
to
as presented and dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Boy, I'll tell you, I couldn't have done it better myself. So I'll make a motion and Terry will
second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Treasurer's report.
Okay, so as far as assets are concerned, we have...
forget about the assets.
I'm sorry, liquid, okay, we have total assets of $326,267.06. You get that correct?
Sorry, could you repeat the total assets?
$326,267.06.
We'll forward you the...
Okay.
Okay, liabilities, we had, ordinary expenses through April. We're kind of high. It looks like we had the community newsletter came in. Firefighting expenses were actually kind of lower. Vehicle maintenance is about the same, about the usual. And so we have a net income showing of negative $9,374.76. And the reason this is because Adam reported to us last night. I got this last night when I got home from my son's graduation from NAU. And I didn't get a chance to follow up with Adam because I was at the graduation when we got this. So, but he mentioned something about doing a deposit on 329 and then again on 5-1. And when they were doing the accounting in between, they didn't get these payments. So our income is not reported.
Yeah.
We have a zero income basically,
yeah,
except for some merchandise sales.
So maybe what we want to do then is get him to give us an interim report for the annual meeting,
right,
because that's going to be distorted because there's money came in during April. Or, you know, we know we transferred at least $10,000 from the Walker trash.
Right.
So
that's going to offset that negative nine.
Right. Right. And then how that affects just fits in with the budget too. You know, how much.
Right.
How does that total expense for the year compare with what we budgeted there?
Right.
So, okay. So we had some $9,700 worth of expenses, no income for the month.
No, we have all $373.
And no extra,
that
no
like
extra,
that was merchandise stuff.
And no extraordinary expenses.
I'm sorry, no.
No extraordinary.
There was a pancake, didn't there?
There was a pancake day, but that money's not been deposited yet.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. All right. A motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Fire chief.
Aye.
Fire chief's report.
Okay. So I sent out a revised report last night.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I know Clyde has it. Okay. So, three calls, two were smoke-related and a medical call. I forgot to include in here, but we also got to participate in the Lynx fire. Patrol 80 went with two, and we got to work on that for a few hours. Training. We had two different versions of RT-130, which is the wildland refresher. It's an annual requirement that we need to do. I did say under here, Patrol 80 got to participate in the initial attack on the Lynx fire, April 19th. Fleet. Patrol 83 should be out of the station shortly if it isn't already. It is. Then it'll be going up to Potato Patch if it ever warms up. Otherwise, if it never does, then it'll just come back after Walker Day. The facility. We have a little workout area behind Patrol 85. We spent no money on this. We'll seek donated or loaned equipment to see if we get firefighters using it. So I'll just say if anyone has, for now, really, we don't want to be just a repository for crap at the back of your garage. If you've got dumbbells that are 40 pounds or more or kettlebells of any weight, we'd love to have those. I'm going to make the same, pitch or appeal at the annual meeting as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just those items for now and kind of walk before we run and see if anyone ends up using it. Let's see, personnel. We continue to have new potential recruits come join us. If all the recruits who've expressed interest stick with us, we'd be close to 40. Not sure what accounts for the recent surge, but we are far better off for it. We've been around 20, 23 for years and years and years, and all of a sudden we've mushroomed dramatically. Okay, county fire chiefs. The Forest Service's weather forecast is for a colder, wetter spring into mid-June. They have high confidence on that. From there, temperatures could be a little warmer than normal, moderate confidence on that. So that really, if they're right, would serve to shorten the fire season by quite a bit, as we're, you know, already into the traditional time that it would have started. Captain's meeting was yesterday. This is an annual get-together slash briefing of wildland conditions for the year. It's, you know, kind of a, all the local departments, all the agencies, state, all of that. And so some takeaways. The Spruce Lookout Tower is now manned. It's with a new person. So I hike up there on Sundays a lot of times, so I'll pop in and take a load of them. And per the captain's meeting, the highest probability for serious fires is early July, based on when rains typically start. That sounds like it would be a very narrow window, but we'll see how it plays out. Forest Service leadership is aware of a potential issue that we focused on here a couple of years ago during the Goodwood Fire, which is Walker Road not being engineered to allow for a fast evacuation of a lot of people. We tried to address this back then by encouraging people not to wait for the final evacuation order. It's not like there was a solution offered, but the fact that it's on their radar, I took that to be encouraging on multiple levels, including the fact that if you think about us, just generally speaking. PRCC, for dispatching purposes, the term patrol, as in patrol 80 or patrol 85, is going to disappear on June 1st. From that point forward, the word brush will replace the word patrol, as in brush 80 or brush 85. I don't really perceive a need to alter the vehicles. The point is about resource typing and kind of clearer communication when multiple agencies are responding. There's some kind of blurriness between what the word patrol means with the Forest Service. They have a different meaning for that word. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I've got budget stuff here, which I can push back until we talk about it in the business.
Okay, let's talk about the budget in the business area.
Okay, so I'm not talking about anything budget-related now. That's the end of my report.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about your criteria for volunteering, too.
Okay, let me open that attachment. There was one thing that was added as an edit there that I think is not the right framing of it in terms of how long someone is a recruit.
Well, the bullet points aren't numbered, so I'm going to number mine from the top.
Okay. Do you have the edits from Clyde's email?
I have Clyde's email from the other day.
Okay.
And I think that would include the edits. And I've made a couple of pen and ink suggestions. I don't know.
Okay. Well, while I'm waiting for this thing to open, hello.
The changes are pretty simple.
Okay.
They may be simple until I say them out loud, and then somebody reacts to them. All right. The criteria for volunteering as a firefighter is the heading of it, but then the first line is volunteering as a firefighter is a privilege, not a right, and the firefighters serve at the pleasure of the board of directors. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Then he has, in the second part, all prospective firefighters must take the S-130, 190 basic wildlife as soon as possible. And then he has, he being, I think, Clyde, within a blank space for you to advise. Well, what I did was, if this is all right with you, I took that down to what would be the sixth button down here where it says, to be considered an active member of the fire department, the firefighter must engage in at least eight. What I added here was I took out the to be considered. I said an active status member of the department must have completed those two, 130 and 150, and engaged in at least eight training calls and that sort of stuff that the rest of that language. I just brought that, the part where you give them a time limit to fill in the 130, 150, bring it down here, because they're not really, they can't do anything until they complete those classes, right?
No.
Well, they can do things, but they can't go out on fires.
Right.
Guy out here, got some donations. You just want to know how long you're going to be here.
Oh, 30 minutes.
No, he can put them by the building.
front of these by the building?
Yeah, by that back building.
Okay. These are just kind of suggestions here, Roger. You know, I don't know if it makes sense. I just think by including that kind of criteria, you don't have a time thing up here where you say you have to do it within 90 days, or there may not be.
Yeah. So the number of days we had a new person come to their first training, it may have been more than one, but on April 6th. So the next classroom opportunity for sure is not for like 49 weeks.
Yeah.
So putting a time on it, I'm not sure that is the thing. There's a chance to take it online. We allow that. It's not ideal, but we do allow it. It's valid. If someone starts coming in April and the class is not till March, we still want them to come as frequently as possible. So I don't know why we would have any sort of number of days or whatever to it. In theory, someone could come, want to help out around the department, and, never become a firefighter. We had, someone as a started out as a station boss believing that they weren't ever going to become a firefighter, and that lasted about 10 minutes, and they said, I want to sign up for the class.
Yeah.
I don't know why we would have that stipulation. And then the 130-190 bill, that's a one-time thing. And including it in there, there's kind of no marrying of it to participating in 10 events.
Right. Okay. That's fine.
I'm not sure.
I'm fine. I'm not married to these things. I'm just as I was reading it. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, I think what Roger says makes sense as well. Yeah. I follow it now.
So, all right. So we just take out what you had here in parentheses. That won't even be there. It'll just be all prospective firefighters. Let's take it within as soon as possible, right?
That would be my preference. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If someone is that motivated that they take it online, which this one recruit appears to be, then
Okay. And provide, that's where you provide documentation of successful completion.
Yep.
Okay. And then back down with line 8, any criminal record must be disclosed. And then I added a sentence at the end of that said registered sex offenders will be disqualified, are not qualified. This is a blanket statement.
Okay.
Any objection to that? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Anybody else?
No. And we'll get a final of this that we can kind
this,
of.
This is kind of this is yeah
you're
right.
Trying to run, yeah. You're
yeah. This. This
yeah.
Is, yeah. This
I'm cleaning it up as we're talking, so we can have Roger and Bill. Maybe we could talk just to make sure what I have here is in alignment with what you guys have there in the meeting.
Right. Well, there's two sentences. Serve as a pleasure of the board of directors. We'll be the final decider. It's through you. And then the registered sex offenders are disqualified. Okay? Yeah, that solves one of the problems.
Okay.
Okay? A motion to accept the fire chief's report?
I just had a real quick question. The Lynch Lake fire, how many fire agencies were there?
Agencies?
Group
one agency, the Forest Service, and then us.
And us.
Yeah.
Wow. And did we get invited, or it's unusual for volunteers to be?
Yeah. No. Basically, I went down there since it was like on our front door.
Right.
Basically, I was going with the intention of hoping to see the fire behavior firsthand.
Yeah.
And just get a size up from the incident commander.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to go and. The captain on one of the engines said, okay, you two are with us. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. We didn't send any equipment.
Well, patrol lady was there, but it was
okay.
All
it was
on the
just,
ground.
It was just getting there. Okay.
Yeah, carrying hose and digging line.
Right. Wow, cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right, wow, great. Now, I'd like to make a motion to accept Archie's report.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, committee reports. Community reports, you want to talk about Walker Day?
Sure.
Good. Because you already interrupted the meeting with your collection process.
It's already on. Yeah, that's right. It's taking on a life of its own. So Walker Day, I think, is a month from today, 4 weeks from today. And I'll just say we're moving forward. That's it. I will do what I do, and I always ask for volunteers, but the last second is when everybody shuts up, so it will be exactly what it will be.
Okay.
That's the Walker Band.
So people, if they're asking when we're here, they just tell them to leave it by the...
Good question. What I did was I put on email saying basically before 11 o'clock any Saturday between now and Walker Day, they can bring donations down, put them by the building, and then we'll drag them inside and lock it up. That's better than having people put stuff here during the week, Wednesday afternoon. I mean, I only leave the mountain usually twice a week, and there could be stuff sitting out here for 4 or 5 days, and then people will peel through it. And
every Saturday before 11 o'clock.
Correct. And I'll continue to send out that email to the community just so people know, kind of, we can build this in so people just in their minds realize weekend is the time to drop it off. Usually I'm on my way back from church on Sunday. I'll check. There could be, sometimes there's 30 boxes there on Sunday morning, something like that. But we're trying to come up with some routine that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. And then Rudy and the maintenance, he's made arrangements for the maintenance on the schedule. I think he scheduled the maintenance on the
generator.
It's already been done. But he has a regular, I think, a continuing cycle. Set up, established for that.
Yeah, we just paid him that last batch out of sent out.
Okay. And the rocks back there, I've had some input about that. Mm-hmm. So we, at the very least, we probably need to figure out some kind of a cover for that, or a moat bridge type thing that goes over by that door, so people can.
I think Rudy's intention was to leave it like that because it would look better and it would last longer. But I'm sure putting some AB or something a little softer on top that would fill in would probably do the trick.
The problem with doing that is you're going to detour that water.
Right.
Well,
it's going to block it.
I don't think so.
It will.
If you pack the riprap, it'll go around.
Absolutely. We'll talk to Rudy. We'll figure out
the appropriate type of fill, so
that people can use the door, in and out of the door. They don't need to be walking on that except to get in and out of that
door. Oh, you're talking the back door.
The back door.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't even think about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's the issue. Right. People should not be walking on that because it's very unsteady.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
We'll ask somebody that's knowledgeable about
it. Yeah. Talk to Rudy about it. Okay, the station Wi-Fi, that's a continuing process.
With the security, three additional cameras have been installed around the station. We've put two additional surveillance signs up around the property. Two keypad control modules for the alarm system have been received, and Matt is helping us install those. And other than that, there's nothing else to do.
Okay.
They seem to be working pretty well, right? I mean, we had that little dumpster fire, and it was pretty easy to kind of see vehicles by the dumpsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works nicely. It's good.
Okay. All right, and these keypads there are issues. I'm having issues with the keypads once in a while. You guys have trouble with the keypads?
Well, these are the old ones, but
you get the new ones, okay. Okay, the newsletter, we talked about, we have that one typo, but it's gone, it's there, it's out, it's on the line, so that's all done. It was, $2,300, I think?
It was up there, yeah.
Yeah, we got the, so that's finished, right? Until we do the next one, John's favorite topic. Okay, the water tank and that trailer, we're going to do that at Walker Day?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had no bites on it, even after lowering the price and trying to push it out, so let's see if we can move it at Walker Day.
I think we'll do let's get crazy, Clyde. Let's do a one-penny opening bid at Walker Day. Honestly, we'll put that online, we'll put it on Craigslist, we'll put it on the social media that this cool trailer is going to start at a penny.
That sounds good.
Why not? Here's the news. By the end of Walker Day, it's gone.
You'll get a dime.
Yeah, that's right. 10 times the opening bid. Yeah. All right, so we can coordinate on that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, sounds good, John.
Okay.
All right, I didn't get a chance to talk to Rudy about the potato batch building, but that, as far as I know, that is continuing to move forward.
Okay.
And whatever the process that they are, and Kurt will let us know the minute they're ready to start, if we're going to have to do some fundraising for it and do it. And the building maintenance that goes along with the... with the committee report in terms of talking about the rocks and the maintenance on that generator up there. Okay, annual meeting. We have the annual meetings coming up. We have the announcements out. We have the list ready, you know, prepared. Check people in. We probably should start to check in at 8 o'clock, and then have the meeting at 9. You know, credentialing, however you want to call it, probably could continue until the voting actually starts, or at some point. Usually, you know, there's a cutoff time for the credentialing, but people have a tendency to come late.
Right.
You don't want to have somebody walk in at late and not be able to get a ballot. So we'll keep the credentialing open, and there'll be a different group. Clyde's going to get a group to for counting the votes, and the group that checks people in. The people that check people in have a shower to go to that afternoon, so they're not going to be available. Kitchen shelving.
I'm going to go back on the annual meeting.
Yeah.
Can I get some feedback on what time you want the trucks out?
8 o'clock.
Boy, they have to be out by 8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to be out by 8.
Well, if we're doing check-in, that means the tables are
all
set up
and
the chairs are set up in the station.
Right.
So it's going to have to be before 8 o'clock.
7:30.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, quarter to 8 probably would do it.
Yeah.
Just so it's not so early for you. But
okay.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, we can set it up in half hour. We get the tables up. No problem.
Less than that.
Yeah.
Right. And people will not storm the gates at 8 o'clock to get their ballots.
No. Yeah. We'll be lucky to come at 9:50.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 7:45.
Okay. Kitchen shelving has been installed. Everything has been put back there. I'm going to move the bingo box out there, too, so we don't have to worry about getting in here. Roger, when it gets out of your way, it's been bouncing out over there.
Hey, Bill, the other thing we did, too, is we went through all of the tubs and boxes and consolidated items because we had things that were expired and we had just a lot of excess stuff. So a lot of the people that came and helped out did participate to clean that up, which was great.
Yeah, okay. And the other thing, Roger, for your guys, there was tons and tons of chips and cookies and stuff like that in your package that you guys are welcome to use, and actually we leave them there rather than leave them out here. But, you know, it's not an inner sanctum. That door's open. The guys can go through whatever water, whatever pop, whatever milk, whatever they have in that refrigerator. They're more than welcome to use. And
diabetes and Cheeto avoid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's not much there. There's not much there that's not that doesn't have carbohydrates in it. You know, but if you want to drink the syrup, you're more than welcome to. And the same.
Hey, Bill, the chips got thrown away because they expired in 2016.
Yeah, we will collect them again. I guarantee you. Within a week or two, there'll be boxes of chips back in there again, and they're there for you guys.
I'll make sure you guys know.
Yeah. And so they can feed themselves. All right, the budget. Any other old business? All right. Okay, Roger and Dan worked on the budget. Send it around. Roger worked on the budget. Okay. And I've talked to Roger a little bit about the budget. It looks, pretty simple. Roger, you just used last year's with some things that we knew about. I have some notes.
So Dan has a copy, looks like Bill does. If you guys had it, so it was column K that I highlighted in yellow is what we're proposing.
Okay. All right, so a couple of conversations. The budget is more of a guideline. I mean, we want to know exactly, we want to know precisely how much, but we want to know generally, and it gives Roger freedom to be able to operate within the budget. So if we have $15,000 budgeted for a particular maintenance or whatever kind of expense, any expense that he has within that,
Makes sense.
Once he gets to the $15,000, then we either have to expand the budget or, do something so that we have an understanding of what's going on. And every month we get a report from Adam, and we need to this year maybe compare that with the budget as we go along. I think he can do that with his Excel, and he can have where we are, in the budget. compared to that, that one. In fact, we did have that one year where he put down the monthly, you know, divided everything by 12, and, which is not a really a good way to do it because of the severity patrol expenses, you know, consolidated.
Everything comes in and goes out.
Yeah, consolidated, but in, just in some way so that we can keep track of what's going on. A couple of questions. In, you know, the budget actually shows a deficit of $10,000, you know, in here. And that's just, and we could fix that by saying, okay, we're going to bring in another $10,000 worth of
grants,
of contributions. Sure. You know, it can't depend on grants in right. the budget. And there are a couple of things that probably we need to at least be aware of and talk about. But I think the budget that they worked out, even the things that I'm going to talk to say here, may or may not adjust some of these numbers a little bit. For instance, the bingo income is overstated, okay, in terms of we actually had $320, but that's the bingo goes January, December. We're a June, May fiscal year. So that's always going to be convoluted because the state is a January, December,
right.
You know, so we have to do the tax thing. And I think the last year was like we had $559 worth of income, at which you paid 10% or something. I forget what the tax is. It's very small. But the $1,100 is overstated, you know, in terms of income from bingo. I don't know that we're going to hit that. But at the same time, pancake breakfast is understated, you know, by about $2,500. So those are the kinds of anomalies that, you know, if you're going to really say, okay, by God, you know, this is what we expect to get. But if you, those kind of adjustments, and then you have $12,000 for purchases, and part of that is the, you had included in that, Roger, I think, the SCBAs that you want to improve.
Yeah, that kind of purchase thing is, you know, because there's other areas where we purchase things, so that was, it seemed like kind of a standalone purchase thing, and so that's just where I chose to nest the SCBA.
Okay.
That,
okay.
You know, if, you know, actually, not actually, if accounting-wise, it's better to have it nest somewhere else, that's fine, but ultimately the higher-level thing is, you know, getting a couple of SCBAs and rotating out the MSAs, SCBAs.
Right. Sure. Yeah, that's totally your call.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is an operations thing, and I think it's in the right place because it's under equipment and materials, and so I think that's where it falls. But we also had talked about we're going to, and we've been shopping for a truck, right? So if $10,000 is going to be for the SCBA, that doesn't leave much for your truck. So I don't know if you want to maybe increase that up to, say, $20,000.
Not that I would say no. I think my thought process was, you know, since we don't know, where as opposed to once the year turns over, we're just going to get the SCBAs, period. The truck, you know, we kind of don't know. I didn't want to go out yesterday and buy the wrong truck or whatever.
No.
I thought we would just pass that as a board, but if it makes more sense to put it in the budget, then put it in the budget. I don't have any strong...
It doesn't seem like a budget item, because
it's extraordinary expenses.
Well, I think it's something we planned on and we're going to do, but
right.
if the truck did come up,
right
and it's in the right price and the right range and everything you wanted
right.
to do, you don't want to have to come back and say, hey, you know, we got... You know,
but he could, and it would be easy.
You could do it. We could do it on the phone, I suppose, and make a paper. But,
right.
but it's also easy enough to put in $20,000 as a budget for equipment.
Right, and then it really skews our budget.
Yeah. Well, we're going to buy the truck this year anyway, right?
We've talked about it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's just a matter of somebody, the guy that was going to make the contact, that guy moved, so we don't have that contact anymore. The state, that equipment rotates through. You know, sometimes it's not what you're looking
right.
for and that sort of thing.
Right.
So if you want to go buy it, you can go down tomorrow and go down to a used car lot or to an auto auction. And you can get whatever you needed, you know, for $8,000 to $10,000, basically,
right.
is what was estimated to me to buy it just on the market. But we were hoping maybe we could get a donation or some sort of a break-off and some of that, but that contact person is no longer available.
So, but you know where they were going to go to, what surplus.
group, correct?
Yeah, the state land, or the, yeah. The,
so is that something, since we're talking about, is that something we should put you on right now?
Yeah. I've been on it anyway, but I have to.
Okay.
So,
all right.
There's nothing there for.
No momentum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we just leave it the way it is, then not make any of those changes. I'm just suggesting that there are. We need to understand that, you know, this is, you know, pretty much based on what we did last month, last year, and that was based on what we did the year before.
Right.
And when there's anomalies like that, if there's a big purchase, we need to come back and make an amendment to the budget during the year. So you're talking about $127,000 budget. Is that what I read?
That's what it adds up to, or that's what it shows. I'm not crystal clear that, you know, there isn't some sort of like Excel, because the income and the, as I was making changes, the income and the outlay were matching as I was making changes, and all of a sudden it just stopped. But I mean, the part of that number sounds high is I did include, never mind. The fuel issue is actually not in there. I dialed that back down to 2,000 in terms of proposed budget. So yeah, no, I mean, I guess it is 127. I think most of the time we've been under budget on most things.
Correct.
But
you have to be prepared.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like worst case scenario, though, right?
That's the history of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been under budget.
We're lucky and right.
Okay.
We don't have to kick in on Chipper Day, and we do get a grant for CBAs and that kind of stuff. And
yeah, and also a moving target, now that you're talking, John, is there's a footnote, not a footnote, but a note here on three different items about you verifying the insurance expenses.
Right.
So, I mean, that's, you know, I don't know, so that's kind of, you know, before we...
Yeah, that's right, because one year we were woefully... misrepresented here in terms of what the insurance was in the budget, what the actual costs were, right? They had totally missed the workers' comp or something.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
See, the missing of it, that's right. I wouldn't know that piece. I would know what we're being charged and if it's customary.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If the number of firefighters we had and the multiplication number is correct, that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But I would know if it was in or out. I guess I should. Just to peruse this to make sure that the things that I'm privy to,
for the insurance,
even like the amount that we expect to come in for Walker Day.
Right. Well, that was another one.
That's an easy one to get skewed.
Well,
it can be a $4,000 year. It can be a $15,000 year.
Well, they're showing here $14,000 for income at the budget.
It's probably half that.
That was the year before.
That was the year before we had tremendous. We didn't get rained out.
Yeah.
Again, we've got rain on the horizon for June. Yeah. Who knows what this year will look like?
Okay.
Right. So, like one travel item is, or one expense item is travel. That won't come into play unless we send people to the school and made it.
Those, yes, okay. Yeah, but if you do send somebody, you need to have a budget item that you can just do it without having to come to us and say, for these little things. Okay, so we have this proposed budget, and part of that, what we're going to do with the account is you're going to separate out those unknown, like that travel expense, and we're going to get a different account number.
The task is, you know, if you want me to do it, I'll do it, but the task is we need to take that fuel item at a separate row in there, and I don't know which we should call it, but thought-wise, it's operational fuel versus reimbursement fuel.
But he has stuff for, like, reimbursement things from the state. He has line items, so to include with those, you know what I mean?
But he would have a different one for the fuel. It would be a different category.
Right.
Specifically,
if he's lumping the reimbursement fuel in with operational fuel, then...
Well, so here's the reimbursement here.
Yeah, so that is...
And that kind of thing. You maybe added an extra online item in
there. You'll know where to put it.
Yeah.
That's what we pay him for.
You'll have state reimbursement or something.
Yeah. All right, so I can email him.
Yeah. Okay. All right, but, you know, the idea here is to give Roger his operational control without having to be worried about, you know, we have the money, you know, and the community continues to support us.
Right.
You know, Right. You know, what we go, they dropped in $1,200 to pancake breakfast last month.
Right.
It cost us $300 to put it on.
Right.
Yeah.
But we have to be prudent. We have to.
Yeah. No, no, no. Sure. We have to be careful.
Due diligence and all that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And you're going to have, if we have to have some, the big thing, that the unknown is the potato patch building that
right.
we have to kick in there.
Right.
And that we fully anticipate that we might. Okay. Do I have a motion to accept this proposed draft as a budget?
Sure. I'll accept. I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. So I beat you to it. Dan Dougherty seconds. Any discussion? Any more discussion about the budget?
No.
Figure?
Aye.
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 Okay. Right back.
Bring me a coat, would you? Would you like it?
Poor guy.
Okay. Announcements. Community announcements. Any other new business first? Anybody else have new business? Community announcements. You got anything going on? You gonna chip the chips?
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The 25th, you say? No. 20th.
They're aiming for the 20th to bring the grinder in if they can get the repairs made. They've been waiting on parts. Apparently, it will take long to make the repairs if they can get the parts.
Okay.
The crew's coming in next week, so. Should have some chips for the picnic area for
okay.
next week.
Okay. Lauren, are you getting invoices for the toilets? Did they come to you at all? They haven't been coming to me either. So we were we hadn't paid all. You know, I had to pay them this week. It was whatever it is, $200 a month, whatever. You know, but that's we're gonna have to work that out with them with Best Pick somehow.
And I've probably taken care of part of that. I asked them just to send you the final bill, and we'll take care of the bill from now on.
Oh, okay. Well, I just paid them last month.
When I talked to Kara yesterday, she said she hadn't been paid yet.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
No, you charged my credit card.
Oh.
Yeah, I talked to Lori.
There's a
time delay between
telling Adam and then giving
it turned out that we didn't even have an account. That everything for chip haul and everything else was going to Walker Trash. So we were paying it.
Okay. Okay, did you get your own account now?
I've established an account now.
Okay, all right. Okay, good.
I picked up a couple of port-a-johns yesterday as a result.
Okay. But you're still saying he hadn't been paid. I'll check with them again on Monday and see. Well, they've been paid because BJ over here at the church is ordering the port-a-john for a wedding, and I just told him to put it on our account, and he'll reimburse us, and then he's going to move it down here for Walker Day, so you'll have that port-a-john down here.
Great.
Like I said, they had their account screwed up.
Yeah. We missed Bill for sure.
Yeah,
this
bill for sure.
Yeah.
Because they refused me.
Yeah, it was Bill. Yeah,
they refused me service because the bill hadn't been paid.
So. Yeah, no food for you.
I have a question for Lauren. Is this the
Sure. He's talking about his chips.
Any chance in the next 30 days?
Probably next week.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
It better be in the next 30 days. We won't have an annual meeting.
That's true.
The crew's going to be here next week.
They're
going to be chipping.
Okay, I'm with you.
They'll have at least one load, possibly two.
Okay.
And they're not going to be spread. They're just going to be dumped.
Right. We'll take care of getting those moved around. But 2 40-footers should fill that park area nicely, I would think.
Well, they're not even 40-footers.
They're not even.
No.
Because it's not as big a pile as usual, correct?
No, they chip into a truck and it doesn't hold 40 yards.
Okay. Oh, I see. No, 40-foot. Isn't that what those big things usually are?
They're called 40-yard containers. They're about 20 feet long, but they're 40-yard containers.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, much as you can put out there, we'll take it. Again, it saves you from dumping in it.
Don't say that.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I would say. But you know what? I think a couple inches is great. But if what you're saying is, John, I'll give you enough to be 2 feet. Yeah, we don't need that.
He's
getting
ready to cut the grass.
I don't want plastic cars to show up and we just see the antenna sticking up through the mulch. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Although,
yesterday I took some people around the forester and the director of the National Resources Conservation Service There's going to be a two-bit tour, turned out to be a six-bit tour. We put them every nook and cranny because they wanted to see each and every property, make sure they had their maps right.
When was that?
Hmm?
When was that?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I did that.
For mitigation purposes?
The next step is going to be an archaeologist is going to go around and visit each property and mark any sites that need to be protected and not molested.
Is this like in the past year? The property's been done in the past year or ever that you started?
This is for a future project.
Oh, okay.
Now we're looking at probably not seeing any troops on the ground for a couple of years on this project.
Okay.
Other than the archaeologist. You'll be coming around very shortly.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Maybe.
No. Been there, done that.
Okay, public forum. Anybody have anything you want to address the board about?
Please. I'd like to ask who approves the newsletter.
I do.
Okay.
We all kind of do, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
At least it's looked at them by the board.
Right, yeah.
On page 5, you state that there are five positions open, 4 for 2 years and 1 basically for 1 year. And that is incorrect. You have 3 positions open for 2 years and 2 for 1 year. If you'd like the breakdown of that, I can give that to you.
Okay.
Because in 2018, Steve, Clyde, Bill, and Scott were elected for 2 years, those 4 positions. In September, Scott resigned. Steve Nathanson was not given the position. Terry Piskey was given the position for the remainder of that 1 year. This year, that was Scott who resigned. This year, Steve resigned in February, so you've got the remainder of his term to fulfill. And even in your minutes of October 13 of last year, it's explained how that should be filled.
Okay.
So you might want to review that.
Okay.
And number 2, who approves the proxy form? That's in the newsletter?
I guess I did.
Well, in the past, you've used a limited proxy form rather than a general proxy form. Either are acceptable. Last year, the proxy form that you used listed those that were up for
re-election.
A re-election or election, and a room for a write-in, I think, that ended up in the final one. What you have out there now is turning over my voting rights to the secretary to vote for me. In a proxy form, like we've used in the past, has been I've been able to take the proxy form, fill in who I wanted to vote for, write, do my write-ins, sign it, and give it to somebody. Lauren, would you turn this in for me? Or Phil, would you turn this in for me? So I think that proxy form should definitely be reviewed before the meeting.
Okay.
And that's all.
Okay. Bob?
I have nothing. Speaking of dumpster fire, mm-hmm. So service is pretty spotty down here.
In a minute. I'll come back to you.
And, you know, you run around looking for a bucket or a shovel or something to throw on the fire. There's nothing around here. You know, just wondering, is that something we should do or maybe put a sign, you know, get on Wi-Fi to make your call or something to help react? Because you got a huge pile of fuel
right.
out there. Those dumpsters are usually overpacked with cardboard or something.
It is quite a pile of fuel, right?
Okay.
Right. We'll have to defer that to Roger.
Right. Anything else?
One side question.
Sure.
So with the increase in volunteers for the fire department, was that a huge adjustment to the budget this year?
Sure.
Going into an hour?
We'll come back.
Okay. We're not going to be in church.
What happens is we take the information, get it in, and then we try to answer the questions at the end rather than have this back and forth discussion. In a small environment like this, it works fine sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. So we just, as a general rule, don't respond to have conversations. Okay?
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. Okay. Anything else? Lance?
No.
Okay.
So I forgot one thing. On those river rocks, as I call them, that drainage, they are lethal to walk on. Not lethal, but I mean, they're quite unstable. Maybe an idea of putting down expanded metal across them, anchoring the expanded metal with rebar or something, so that becomes a flat surface over that stuff. You know, heavy expanded metal would definitely hold weight of somebody walking on it. I've had occasion where I've had a park and got out of the car on those things, and it was like, oh, not good. So I'm glad it's brought up.
Park them.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
Okay. Yeah. Victoria, as you heard, we're going to hand that off to Rudy to figure out what kind of a solution we can get for the rocks to answer the last first. To go back. Right. We talked about it, and I think we need to go to Rudy. Okay. The number of vacancies. I'm talking from memory here. Scott resigned. You have the records there. When was Scott elected?
Scott was elected in 2018, for 2 years.
Right. Oh, he was 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. So that you're here for another year then?
No. Well, I'm not going to be here for another year.
Okay.
I'm not going to commute from Surprise.
Okay. So, Victoria, you're right. Then it'll be 3-2.
3-2.
Okay.
Yeah, that is complicated. Thank you for that is complicated.
Yeah, we talked about it, okay. Yeah. We knew that we knew one of them was a 2-year appointment, and, we'd go on. So that's fine. That's easy.
3-2.
3-2. Okay. All right. And then. What's the Steve reminder?
What?
The second thing he talked about. I took a note, but I don't remember.
She mentioned Steve because Steve.
Oh, okay. All right.
He resigned.
The proxy form.
Yeah.
All right.
Proxy form, yeah.
Proxy form. Okay. What's happened in the past is what you described is that we had what looked like a ballot and what was copied as a ballot as a proxy form. The proxy is basically what you said. You give somebody else your proxy. You don't have to give your proxy to the secretary. You give your proxy to whom you trust to vote the way you want to trust. The board has a selection of who they're going to vote for, right? We're not going to talk about it until after the meeting. We've had a discussion about that in our executive session, and we know who the board is going to vote for. If you give the secretary your proxy, that's exactly right. You are surrendering your right as you would in any other corporation. That's just what the proxy is. So this is more of a true proxy rather than a mail-in ballot, which is what we had been using before. But there is no room in our bylaws for mail-in ballots. So the people, when they were using those ballots, those proxies as ballots, you're using that as a mail-in ballot, and we don't have mail-in ballots in our bylaws.
According to Robert's rules, either of the two types of proxies can be used.
Okay.
Whether it's a general or a limited. And in essence, looking at that proxy form, it's just...
Well, you're giving your proxy to somebody to vote for you, mm-hmm. Okay? And
so you'll accept any kind of proxy then?
Pardon?
You'll accept any kind of a proxy?
We'll accept this form.
Only?
Yeah.
Only?
Yeah.
That means I have to say to the secretary, vote for whoever you want.
No, there's a place that says... Who are you going to give the proxy to?
It says do not fill in. Give it to the secretary to vote. Leave blank to allow secretary to vote for you.
Leave blank. I hereby constitute and appoint.
Right. All right.
And then underneath it says leave it blank if you want the secretary to vote for you.
So.
Yes, but it doesn't give... Me?
Yeah, no. It says, I hereby constitute an appoint, and then there's a blank spot. Right. There's an instruction. If you want to leave it blank, you can in the secretary vote for
it. It doesn't say if you want. It says leave blank to allow secretary to vote for you.
All right.
No, I get it. I think...
Isn't that the same thing, then?
It is.
Leave
it
blank
is.
If you want the secretary.
All right. Okay. So, all right. Victoria, the answer is there's a place for you to put the name for who you're going to direct it to.
All right, so if I fill this out, my name, address, my parson number, and I put down, I constitute Lauren to vote for me.
Yeah.
You better tell him who you want him to vote
for. There's no place on here for me to say, Lauren, I want you to vote for.
Yep, but he can vote whoever he wants to. Once you give him the
proxy. You discuss it with him.
All right.
Right.
What?
Or
okay.
You show up and you vote for who you want to vote for.
Right.
Right. That's the key.
Okay.
Right.
That's not the proxy is you surrendering your right to vote. You're exactly right. And I have done it. I'm in a group that has proxies. I gave my proxy to a guy I knew was absolutely not going to vote the way I was going to vote. Absolutely, I knew it. But if I wanted, I knew that he was going to vote for other things that I wasn't going to be in favor of. But that was just that's the option that you have when you give a proxy.
All right. So then, if I go to the meeting. And I have three Blue Jay people who give me this form.
Right.
I take it to whoever is...
You have to check-in counter?
Check-in counter.
Credential counter? $3
They'll
give,
for
that's right. And they,
okay.
And they will...
And you'll fill them out the way you want to or what you've discussed with them.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
You'll get a ballot for every proxy that you have.
Okay.
Okay. It's just like it's always been, basically. And except that the thing has been... It's been a bad form. Since 2010, I've been talking about this.
Right.
We finally got it changed.
Sorry.
Because we don't have mail-in ballots. All right. Communications at the fire department, Lance, about, if you want to report something. We're kind of, the fire department, Roger, maybe we could talk to you, but the fire department's no different than anybody else in the community. You have to go find a place to be able to communicate. It seems like it's crazy. We're at the firehouse. Should be able to have firefighting equipment here. Maybe a bucket of sand out back or something to throw on a fire. You can't leave a water hose out in the wintertime for sure.
Fire extinguisher by the front door, or does that just disappear?
It disappears.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
And, you have firefighters that you just have to get hold of a firefighter and do it.
You come to the front door of the building, there's hardware up there, and you'll be able to make a call without getting on the Wi-Fi.
What about an installation of a red phone or something like that?
There is something up front.
There's a padlock on it. The padlock is rusted shut. It says 911 on the box, and I mentioned that last month, the same thing, that it can't be opened.
Okay.
Can you guys find a
bolt cutter? Right.
On the front of the building.
Okay, and like he said last month.
You keep Johnny here from making prank calls.
Right, and Clyde, I think that's part of what we're trying to do is with this, what you're doing here is to get that booster for the telephones to be better, too, to have better reception. It's wherever it is, the reception is pretty bad. For cell phones, so that's part of the process that we're trying to get.
I mean, we put in we put in new hardware for the Wi-Fi unit, so it's the most advanced hardware you can buy today, and there's not much else we can do in to provide the amount of range that you're going to get from that booster.
Okay, well, Josh. Did you have trouble signing onto the Wi-Fi this morning? You're new here, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Did you have trouble signing
on?
Did you have trouble signing on?
Yes, I did earlier.
You didn't have trouble?
Yes, I was outside the building though, so that might have been why. I might have not been close.
It's common. I mean, I'll be down there, putting new batteries in the cameras and stuff, and then I've got to make sure they work. And I can be down there for 5 minutes, or I can be down there for half an hour. And it's not necessarily the hardware; it's the service we get from Walker Wi-Fi that's not always consistent.
Okay.
So should we defer this to Nick to see if he can boost it some way?
It's not to do. We've got the best service you've got. It's just that that's what sometimes it goes up, it goes down if there's clouds or rain or whatever.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
Okay. All right, and then the budget for the volunteers.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things. One is workman's comp. We'll have to, you know, alter that. And, you know, there was a, 2 or 3 years ago, the number made a you know, price per employee made a huge jump. And so if it's anything related to health care, we've got to think that that threat is coming again also. The other thing then is also PPE, personal protective equipment. So Josh is a recruit. We just gave him a set of pants and a shirt, a couple of other things. We got some stuff from grants, but we'll have to order more. And so the pants, the cheapies are like 170, I think, and the shirt is, shoot, I forget, it's maybe like 80 or 90 bucks. You know, with helmets are like 50 or 60. So that's where it can trickle into the budget, yes.
And it's included in the budget, right? You
up to a point.
Yeah, right. You that
doesn't
yeah.
include all of the PPE.
How much are the FTDs?
Go ahead. Answer.
So we have a quote, types that we're getting as of December. Two of them, which is all the equipment, was 11,000 and change. I don't know the exact figure.
Not cheap.
No.
Right. When you try to buy a new gurney for the ambulance.
Right. If we get lucky, we get a grant, we get a percentage of that paid for.
Okay.
The tanks are small, aren't they?
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
For the good
the last thing, phone lines again, and that keeps coming up.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Cool. I think the way we left it last month was that you were going to do something.
I called.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't call Quest. I thought you were going to call Quest, but I'll call Quest. But I called
yeah.
the sheriff.
Oh, good. Okay.
I never got an answer back from him yet.
Okay.
I talked to him yesterday. Forgot to mention it again.
Okay.
To see what this direct hotline is.
Right. And if there's just some other alternative, like some other number they can just be. We've used it once in, 10 years or something?
During the Goodwin fire.
Correct.
That phone rang.
Right. You've never even heard it. You had to find it.
No, it was fine. Whatever it was and where it was.
Yeah.
But there we are, you know, Tuesday morning.
Right.
The day, you know, or maybe it was Wednesday, whatever day we had to evacuate,
mm-hmm.
that phone rang.
Right.
So clearly they have it, and clearly
right.
they think it's an active part of their protocol.
Right.
If we're going to, I thought we've had this conversation, if we're going to get rid of one. Wouldn't it be the fax line we would get rid of?
Right. Okay. So, I mean, but it seems to me at this point, like, boy, we need one line, two at best, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, it almost seems like one line would do it all, but that
but
hotline.
I would push back on that.
Say it again?
I would push back on one line doing it.
Because of the hotline need? Or
yeah.
just in
and
general?
The one time we needed the hotline, it rang.
Right. Well, yeah. but I mean, if the sheriff.
It's a form of extortion, I suppose, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess my thought was, you know, if they're just looking for an emergency contact, it could be any of us. Someone obviously.
But the thing is, John,
yeah.
if that's a dedicated line for that purpose,
right.
here.
Yeah.
Get rid of the fax line and call
okay.
even.
Okay. I mean, that's the start. I get it. Unless,
And it's a bad symbol.
Yeah.
Okay. So, But we don't make phone, you don't make long distance phone calls with that phone. You use your cell phone?
Right.
Okay.
So who can do that? Who can just say, let's eliminate
we'll
that
them.
Phone number and call
Quest? Well, we'll call and find out.
Okay.
It's possible that it's me.
Okay.
From when I was treasurer in 2004.
right. 15 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, that is entirely possible. I think it's something with the phone service back then.
Okay.
And nothing may have happened since.
Do you want to do it?
I can try.
Okay.
Just the one, we'll get rid of the one line and see if that, I mean, that,
I do it cuts
believe
it,
or not,
it cuts it by
believe it or not, that's about $800-900 annual savings.
Yeah.
Wow.
So is that the fax line we're going to look at eliminating?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. You know, it's 10,000 every 11 years, I think we can put that elsewhere. Right. Okay, all right. Seth. And it'd be great if it would stop coming up, so. I'd like to make a motion at this time to end these, May.
Adjourn
that.
Second.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, 50 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.